Joining me in the studio, I've got Monmouth College Sports Information Director, Mr. Nathan Beliva. How you doing, my man?
I like that weather, so I'll sponsor it this week. See how that works.
We've got a little sun, just a slight chance of rain a couple times, but it's fall.
Well, there's nothing outside this week, so it can rain all at once.
I wondered when I was talking about the wind if you guys had anything outside or anything.
Just practice.
Wind's going to be chilly,
man. Just practice, but soccer will be out there today, so they can deal with that.
I don't know. I'm in the 10% minority that doesn't like fall. Everybody I know, fall's great.
Yeah,
fall's
like summer.
Great. I'm a summer guy. No, I love 90, 95 degrees. Yeah. But
it's crazy.
It's fall, so you get the wind and a little bit of rain splashed in, but you know the snow's coming because winter's right around the corner. That's why I hate fall, because I know what's next. That's how much I hate winter, because I know what's next.
That's fair.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good busy weekend, homecoming weekend.
Yeah,
what a great day Saturday.
Crazy weekend. Sure, we'll call it great. That works. I like it. No, I think from everybody who was there and the whole perspective and everybody that observed everything, it seemed to go off without a hitch, which is a testament to everybody who was involved behind the scenes from the college, from the alumni office, obviously doing everything with homecoming and all the reunions and all of the award ceremonies that were going on campus, and then everybody from the student life office who was putting everything on and getting things organized all week long. They had activities every night on campus with different things, a trivia contest. They had the boat regatta in the pool on Thursday night. The spirit shout on Friday night with the fireworks that we were still inside from volleyball, but the fireworks sounded awesome from my office while we were putting everything back in after volleyball and writing a recap. It was a really long fireworks show, and it sounded awesome. So, the guys that put that on did a great job, and they always do out there. And then, everybody else on campus that was involved, getting President Draves to 100 different places throughout there. And I know from the communications and marketing office with Carrie and Barry and Tim and their student workers, they were all over the place. We had Kent down there getting pictures, and they were doing video. We had a couple of my student workers getting pictures with Naeli and Morelli and their student photographer, which is Parker Bonifer, running around getting pictures. So, people were all over the place. I saw a bunch of the pictures on social media. I know Clear Profits was over there doing some videos. So just everybody was all over the place. My guy Ryan put together that highlight clip with your audio on it, which is great. Ryan does an awesome job for us. Unfortunately, he's a last semester senior. He gets those highlights cut for what all sports, but, this weekend got him for football. So, overall, very busy weekend, but seemed like everything went really smooth, and thankfully the weather stayed away. It rained early in the morning before things got on campus, and then it rained at the end of the night right after the tailgate was packing up again. I was sitting in the office writing recaps, and I heard a little thunder, and I was like, "Oh man, I got to walk to my car after this." And men's soccer the soccer teams were getting back from Wisconsin when I walked out, so I came back inside and talked with Coach Atlelli a little bit and about their game, and then we were like, well, let's make a run for the cars, and we did that and got out of there. So thankfully that rain didn't come during the day, during the parade or the tailgate or the other ceremonies that were happening or the football game. So we got all that done.
My oldest son graduated from Monmouth College. They live really close to the college. They always bring him and his wife bring their three daughters up for the fireworks. They love it. And I was broadcasting football Friday night. My wife said, we live quite a little ways away from the college, way down in West Boston. And she's like, I could hear the fireworks from inside my house.
Yeah, it sounded sounded big. I don't know if that was the Marco show like we usually do, or if the rankings had anything to do with it, but it sounded massive. I know they usually get them done for the graduation weekend and homecoming, and it sounded like an awesome show. And I know a couple of the people I talked to that were up there said the same thing about it on Friday night. So it's great.
We had a really nice chat. You talked about President Draves. We had a really nice chat at halftime. Brent and I did. She slipped down to the broadcast booth, and we talked to her at halftime. Had a really nice conversation with her, and she was talking about everything that was going on.
Yeah, I think they really enjoyed it. You know, last year was technically their first homecoming, and had her inauguration during homecoming week. But I think that was kind of more of a whirlwind and figuring out where everything was still. So I think that this was kind of, you know, for President Draves and for Jeff, her husband, I think it was kind of their first real one. It was also with Jeff and a reunion year for him.
He was
also part of the track team for the Champions Club, so I know he had a you know, a bunch of classmates that were around as well. You know, so having the lay of the land after a year, I know that's how I was, and I start she started in July, I started in March, and still that first one was like, oh man, what is going on? Where is everything? Where am I supposed to go? I didn't even make it to the parade. I think I made it to the tailgate for about 5 minutes. And then by the time the second one rolled around, it was like, okay, I know where everything is. I know what I got to do for today. And you can relax a little bit more. And like even Saturday now, this is my fifth homecoming and, you know, able to get out to the tailgate for a little bit, which is great. And baseball's always got a little set up over there on the side with a couple of the families there with Coach Paterni. So it's great to see some of those former players, had some former lacrosse guys who stopped by over there and saw them, and then I saw a bunch of my former student workers who were back from my first couple classes, so that was great to see them as well. And we had a bunch of volleyball alums back for the volleyball game, so it's just great, you know, homecoming week, going to be able to see, you know, people like that now that I've been here for 5 years and built up a few of those you know, alums and that, so to see them come in on Friday and be there on Saturday. You know, I was joking with Dan Nolan at the Hall of Fame ceremony. He was back. All four of them were student athletes while he was the SID. And I was like, yeah, I'm still a few years away from that. I did see Maddie Boley Friday night. She might be the first one, one of the first ones, you know, that I covered or worked for me to get in a few years. But, you know, he had that. You know, with all four of those that got in. So he was back to see them and got a shout out during one of the speeches. So that was great.
Yeah. So. I remember talking to Dan before you took over at SID, and it was his favorite day. And like you said, it's becoming one of your favorite days.
Seeing
old workers.
And you see the accomplishments of the people that are going into the Hall of Fame and the Champions Club and the different things we do. And they come back and, you know, they're so proud and they talk about, you know, what Monmouth meant to them. And that all that's just really cool to hear and to kind of see behind the scenes as well and be a part of all that.
Nice. All right. So how'd we do last week?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a mixed results kind of week throughout all the different sports. Football had another great game on Saturday. Another record breaker. This time it was on the ground. Nate Rubik with five touchdowns. I did see an article yesterday on ESPN. Whenever a D3 headline pops up, you're like, oh, what is this going to be good? Is this going to be bad? Right. But I looked at that, and there was a kid, and so it might be a little tough for Nate Rubik to make the Division III team of the week this week, because there
exactly
was a youngster from Curry College who ran for 522 yards only on 20 carries. So you can do the math there. But he scored seven touchdowns. And that's not only a Division III record. That's an all-division record for rushing yards in a game. And he didn't just break it. The old record
shattered
was 465 in Division III. The FBS record, which is Samaje Perine from Oklahoma, who has been on the Bengals and a couple other teams, he had 427. So you go 522 and seven touchdowns. So I think there's actually two spots. So maybe Nate will get the second spot, but I know who will get one of them, assuming they nominate that youngster, Monty Quinn from Curry College. But yeah, Nate Rubik was great getting him back. He'd missed the last three games from injury. So five touchdowns for him, 160 plus yards, both career highs. Obviously the five touchdowns is a record. Four had been done. You and I were both looking through the record books on that. And you were texting me and like, hey, this is the picture I see. And I was like, yep, that's what I was just going with. And, you know, so we had that, which was great. The defense was awesome again. They just don't let teams score. Like they might move the ball a little bit on a couple drives. I know Coach probably talked about a couple of the penalties, but, you know, that allowed for first downs, but they just don't let teams score. It's more hard hits, couple interceptions. Kevin Civilian, Parker Byers had some interceptions, you know, a couple of sacks in there too. And then, again, double-digit tackles for loss and, you know, didn't let them get anything going at all. So, you know, and the only time they scored off of an interception return that went 40 yards. They started that drive on what, the 25 or 30 and ended up with a field goal. And it was a long field goal, too. Nice kick by their kid. You know, so, again, football was awesome. Got that job done. You know, the volleyball team had a couple of wins, a win on Wednesday against Webster, a win on Friday against Lake Forest in conference play, which were great. Lost the first set in both of those and came back to win on 3-1. Friday night was senior night, so a couple seniors who don't always get a lot of court time were out there quite a bit and played well. One of them, Shay Scott, had 10 kills, so that was great to see out of her. And then, unfortunately, they lost on Saturday on homecoming. That one went long, too. I was waiting for a few workers to get over. We did the whole first quarter. Usually we have five people. We did the whole first quarter with three, waiting for the volleyball people to get over there because they went five sets. We lost the first two, 1-3 and 4, but then unfortunately lost set five, which will vault Lawrence ahead of us in the standings, making this week a pretty important week for volleyball. And then unfortunately soccer lost their matches. Men's soccer lost both of theirs this week, and women's soccer had a 0-0 draw on Saturday at Ripon. So they stay in the race. They and Grinnell are tied for the last spot right now. Of course, we tied against Grinnell, so it will end up coming down to some other kind of crazy tiebreaker. Both teams are 2-2-2, and both teams still play first place Lake Forest, and then we play Cornell, and I believe Grinnell plays Beloit, and both Cornell and Beloit are at the bottom of the standings. So it very well might come down to that tiebreaker unless somebody can either steal the point against nationally ranked Lake Forest or if one of the teams slips up against the team that they should beat. Tennis played up in the conference tournament this weekend, the individual conference tournament. Had some really good results there. Natalie Lubicki won the consolation at number two singles. Her and Ivana Stefanova gave a good run into the semis and put a strong challenge into their opponents there in the semis at number one doubles. Ivana made number one single semifinals as well. Tia Riggs got a win in the first round of the number six single. So some overall pretty good performances out of them. I know Coach Dahlstrom was really happy with the way they played and finished up their season. So.
Nice. What do we got coming up then?
This week is a little bit of a deep breath kind of week. We don't have much midweek except for volleyball does host Knox on Wednesday night, which is the home finale. It's also Monmouth Knox. It's a must win to keep the playoff hopes alive. Knox is at the bottom of the standings, so on paper, you know, should be a match to take care of. But we know what Monmouth Knox matches are like. The team that always comes in without expectations kind of plays it like their Super Bowl. So we know we're going to get their best match coming out of there, but that's 7 o'clock Wednesday night at Glenny. Our other home event this weekend is kicking off swimming. So swimming will be in the pool Friday night. They take on Augustana in that dual meet for the men and women. There'll also be a women's basketball exhibition going on at the same time because it is that time of year now.
Yeah.
And then on the road this weekend, we've got golf over at Knox, men's golf for a Saturday, Sunday, two-day meet. Football will be at Beloit on Saturday with the 1 o'clock kickoff. Both soccer teams will be at Cornell. The women will go first at 11 a.m., and then volleyball will be at Illinois College. That's the big one. We beat them last year and took their what had been their spot into the conference tournament. They want to take it back, and they're ahead of us in the standings right now. Both teams are also going to play Wisconsin-Platteville, who has been nationally ranked this year. So we'll play Illinois College first at, I think, noon, and then we play Platteville right after that. So obviously the IC match matters a lot more as conference goes. And that's it. Cross country is off. I should mention cross country did run over the weekend at Augustana, and Paige Lunsford had a 44th place finish. Just missed her PR by a couple of seconds, but had some really good runs there. They'll be off now until the conference tournament, which is next Saturday, or conference championships. But some really good runs up there in Augustana for the men and women cross country.
Nothing on Saturday or Sunday at home. You got
there is not. This is the one weekend of the fall season where there is nothing at home on the weekend days, which is kind of crazy.
You'll be scanning the webcast then on Saturday.
I'll be scanning the webcast. Of course, it's the weekend. Well, Florida just fired their coach, which is actually good news. But it's the one weekend where Florida's got the bye week, too, so I don't even get to sit on Saturday and watch Florida. And then we've got our grudge match Sunday night for NFL Packers-Steelers, which I think they might cover that a little bit. I think Your quarterback might have played in Green Bay.
I'm not sure, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I think it's that's all I heard last night watching the Sunday night game. Next week we got the Rodgers Bowl.
Right. But yeah, no. So this week there'll be a lot going on. But it's after Friday night when we have the swim meet, it's all on the road. So Saturday will be a little bit more relaxed, just following volleyball, soccer, and football. Probably, you know, listening to you for football and seeing what I can follow. The other webcast will be just fine, I'm sure, from Cornell and IC to follow along with stats from there and write up some recaps and hopefully get some wins that move soccer, well, actually all three, soccer, volleyball, and football closer to, you know, where they want to be in the Midwest Conference and getting a playoff spot in the conference tournament or, in football's cases, looking for the one spot.
I got to say, and I should have mentioned it when I was talking about President Draves coming down at halftime. She had very, very nice things to say about you and your SID capabilities.
Oh, thank you. Halftime. Yeah, so appreciate that.
She gave you a nice shout out.
That's great. To hear. We chatted on Saturday morning at the Hall of Fame. I inducted the 1925 team, which, as I said to Coach, because we were taking the 85 and 86 track teams out onto the track, and I said Friday night, I got Coach Hayes to laugh. I said, Coach, if any of these 1925 football players show up, we got a lot of problems. you know, it's like there's something going on if any of them come walking out. And I actually made a comment that was Dan Nolan's first year covering the Scots for the SID. So I got a laugh out of him during the speech. And President Draves commented on that afterwards. But that's great to hear. Thanks for passing that along.
You bet. All right, my man, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
I'm the College Sports Information Director, Nathan Beliva, here on The Morning Show. We'll be back to talk to head coach of the football program, Mr. Chad Brown.